Greetings. You're listening to Christian Radio WITK AM 1550, Wilkesboro, Scranton, Pennsylvania, presenting the 15 minutes of the final call, hosted by CephasMinistry.com, P.O. Box 35-1944, Westminster, Colorado, 80035. Phone is 303-452-1104. Email is r421@earthlink.net. Your host is Rita Williams. People always ask, how do you spell Cephas? It's C-E-P-H-A-S. John 1, verse 42, and 1 Peter Chapter 2, verse 5, tells us, Cephas represents a stone, which is the reason I chose the name for the ministry. A stone is on the ground and usually walked on. Later I found that the Apostle Peter had a name change to Cephas. John 1, 42, and he brought him to Jesus, and when Jesus beheld him, he said, Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications, because he has inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell got a hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord, O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous, yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth this simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with thee. Psalm 116, verse 1 through 7. Since I'm going to be talking to you for a year, for 15 minutes once a week, unless the Lord has other plans, I would like to share where I'm coming from. I'm not a celebrity, although my ministry dates back to October of 1970, when I suddenly came under attack by demonic spirits, literally. I had gotten involved unwittingly in occult teachings and realizing that it was not for me. I was hoping to simply move on, as I was to find out Satan doesn't let go easy. I was baptized age 3, confirmed age 14 in a fundamental Lutheran church, making a commitment to live the life God wanted me to, and find a good Christian man, have a big family, and live happily ever after. That kind of thinking attracts Satan like bees to honey. In abject poverty, I answered a little ad in the Philadelphia Inquirer, placed by a church to raise me out of poverty. That was my first step into occult teachings. Satan comes in sheep's clothing, which I found out the hard way. Although many people today believe there's something to New Age teachings, when in fact that is what the occult teachings are, I soon found out that it had nothing to do with the gospel. They do put the gospel right next to it to convince one that it is inherently good. I learned how to do horoscopes and applied astrology to my life and found it to be utterly false teachings. What it did for me is to make one mistake after another. It simply does not work. Experiencing a demonic attack, there is really no help in the physical. My husband wanted to take me to a shrink, but I knew that someone like that would not be able to help. To keep that from happening, I took off in my car and things got worse. I felt like a whole horde was trying to take me over. It felt like an out-of-body experience landing in the wrong camp. Not that I ever did an out-of-body experience. Even though I wasn't listening to preachers, TV was non-existent. I had not read the Bible. The 23rd Psalms came to me, Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest me, my head, with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I ran to a river nearby, and a lady came out of her car and wanted to know if I was all right. I told her, I'm okay, thanks. I got back into my car and drove off. In a motel, I found a Gideon Bible in a drawer. I opened it and found myself at Psalm 35, verse 1 through 28, a Psalm of David again. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spear, and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Let them be a chaff before the wind, and let the angels of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause have they hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he has hid catch himself. Into that very destruction let him fail. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which deliverest the poor from him that is too strong for him? Yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him. False witnesses did rise up. They laid to my charge things that I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good, to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul, was blessed with fasting, and my prayer returned into my own bosom. I behaved myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as one that mourneth for his mother. But in mine adversity they rejoiced and gathered themselves together. Yea, the abjects gathered themselves together against me. And I knew it not. They did tear me and cease not. Why, hypocritical mockers in feasts, they gnashed upon me with their teeth. Lord, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from their destructions, my darling from the lions. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Let not them that are mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me, neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without cause. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Yea, they opened their mouth wide against me and said, Aha, aha, our eye has seen it. This thou hast seen, O Lord. Keep not silent, O Lord, be not far from me. Stir up thyself and awake to my judgment, even unto my cause. My God and my Lord, judge me, O Lord my God, according to thy righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their hearts, Ah, so would we have it. Let them not say, We have swallowed him up. Let them be ashamed and brought to confusion together that rejoice in my hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor that magnify themselves against me. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, Let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all day long. I suddenly realized that the Bible was written for me personally. I had accepted my Lord and Savior at confirmation, 14 years old, and thought that was sufficient. I hadn't considered reading the Bible until that moment, so desperate for help. I knew then there might be some help along the way after reading Psalm 35 in October of 1970. I knew our Lord's Prayer and just kept praying it over and over. And finally, after 3 days without sleep, I drove onto a field and collapsed in my car. My prayer had made connection with the Word of God. A hand like a large cloud came over me. Like many reported death experiences, my entire life flashed through my mind. I had always considered myself to be a helpful, good, considerate person in relation to those around me. In other words, good for heaven. Wrong. There was a sound like a waterfall, and the word vanity, it is all vanity, floated into my mind. There was no personage, only words. I had a vision of thousands of people sitting in darkness, hand in hand, with their backs toward a veil that was between us and light behind the veil. There were what seemed to be people moving behind the veil in the light. I couldn't make out what they were. Next, I was related to again, that I was sealed, and not to worry that anything like that would ever happen again. Then came the fact that I was going to be used at some point. I was stunned and thought, why me and for what? Of course, I was indeed instantly healed and ecstatic that God is absolutely real. I wanted to shout it from the rooftops. Time is up. To be continued next week, 10 a.m. to 10:15. Thanks for listening. God bless you. Shalom, Rita.